The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
With the party primaries coming up on June the 14th, we're kind of on the home stretch now. There are a lot of races that you need to consider, a lot of candidates to educate yourself about. Rick Tate is providing those of you in Pickens County a forum to do so. The Pickens County Republican Club is hosting a series of town hall meetings, giving voters in Pickens a chance to meet the candidates, to ask questions of the candidates, and to just to educate yourself. You should never walk into the polling place on election day not knowing who you're going to vote for. I asked Rick to join us for a few minutes on our guest line this morning to tell us about the events that he's having and upcoming events. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning. Does the audio, do I sound okay? Is my Bluetooth not feeding back on?
You're loud and clear. Sound good.
Thank you very much.
So talk with us, Rick, about the town hall meetings that you have. I know you had one last week, and if you happen to miss that, that was with the House District 4 candidates. You can still watch it online. Go to PickensCountyTownHall.com, and you can watch that. But you've got a full calendar of events coming up. Talk with us about those.
I will be glad to. And the name of our organization is Pickens County Republican Town Halls. Or Pickens County Republican Town Hall. And you can find any of this information that I'm about to give you. I know you, a lot of people are driving and stuff, but to find this for yourself later, all you got to do is go to PickensCountyTownHall.com. Real easy to remember, PickensCountyTownHall.com, and click on the events tab, and it's all there. But this Thursday we have a forum with for a county council seat, District 2 candidates, Philip Bowers and Chris Lawless. It's an open seat. Neither of these guys are on county council now, in other words. So would be a good one to watch if you live in Pickens County. And then a week from this Thursday, on the 19th, we will have a forum for House District 5. Representative Neil Collins holds that seat now, and he has two challengers, Clay Hamlet and Dennis Bo Roberts. And then on Monday, June the 6th, we have a forum with Attorney General Alan Wilson, he'll be answering questions and speaking with us. We tried to set up something with his challenger, but nothing, couldn't make our calendars. When we were available, she wasn't.
I see.
Laura Martell.
Yes.
And then Joey is going to be joining us on Thursday, June the 9th, for a candidate forum, town hall, with the candidates for superintendent of education. And so far, we have six of those candidates. I believe there's seven total, but we have six confirmed that are going to join us. So, and all of these events are live streamed. If you can't come be with us, no matter where you live in the state, you go to our website, PickensCountyTownHall.com, and the video viewer is front and center on our main page, homepage, and you can watch live. And if you can't watch live as it happens, you can go there and go back and watch. It'll be available on demand via YouTube after the event is over. So yeah, it'll be available for all you guys. And anybody listening that lives in the state of South Carolina would be interested, or should be, I hope you're interested, in the candidates for Superintendent of Education.
Yeah. And we've been talking a good bit this morning about education. Hadn't really planned to, but it's just one of those topics that is important. And the superintendent of education, this race, as you mentioned, there are seven candidates in that race. Molly Spearman, of course, not seeking reelection. And it's an important position in our state. And so I'm proud to be a part of that. That'll be June the 9th at the United Wesleyan Church on Rice Road in Easley. I hope you'll plan to come out and join us. Again, as Rick just said, you can also watch the live streaming, PickensCountyTownHall.com. If you're not able to make it to any of these, they'll all be streamed. And if you've missed one, you can go back and watch them because, again, I watched the, I wasn't able to make the one for the, House District 4, candidates, but I was able to watch it online last night. So, PickensCountyTownHall.com. He also, Rick has an event schedule there. So, if you're driving down the road, you can't remember this, just remember PickensCountyTownHall.com. Go to the events tab, click on that, and you can see a full schedule of all the upcoming events. And Rick, I just applaud you and your team over in Pickens for doing this because it takes time to set these events up, but they're very important because, again, as we have the June 14th primaries coming up, we have to educate ourselves on the candidates, on those names that are going to be on the ballots.
Two more things real quick. One is the town hall we did last Thursday for the District 4 House. That one's important to watch no matter where you live because the incumbent, Davey Hyatt, who's involved in that, who was in that town hall, he will now be the majority leader in the state house. He was just elected to that position, and as of this Thursday, when this session ends, he will become the majority leader, the Republican majority leader in the state house. So getting acquainted with him and kind of listening to him and see what his politics are worth your time. The only other thing I would like to add is we are an auxiliary organization of the South Carolina GOP. And we're, you know, promoting Republican candidates. And there's something I think everybody should know. Without getting too deep into the weeds, there's a bill, H-4919, this voter integrity bill.
Yes.
And it's got almost unanimous support. Long story short, it passed almost unanimously in the House. It went to the Senate. The Senate put in a provision that people didn't want anyway in the House. Okay. It's been back and forth a little bit. Long story short, the House is putting this bill on, it's adding it to everything they're sending back to the Senate right now. It's got like 10 chances to pass before Thursday. Thursday, the House session ends. 4919. Look it up, find out. It's, you know, doing stuff like doing away with no drop boxes ever in South Carolina, adding instead of a signature, you've got to put the last four digits of your Social Security number on your right ballot to prove who you are. It's things like that. So things that happened in the last election cycle won't ever happen here.
Yeah.
The SCGOP is pushing this bill very hard and trying to get voter integrity passed. You might want to call your senator and ask him to help get it passed.
Yeah. Yeah. Good information to have. You're right. I mean, there's still some loopholes, some things that we need to tighten up with voter integrity there. Rick, it's always good to talk with you again. I appreciate what you're doing. Look forward to seeing you on June the 9th for the Superintendent of Education. And again, you can go to PickensCountyTownHall.com and see a full list of all the events coming up. Have a great day. And again, thanks for what you do.
Thank you, Joey.
Yeah, sure thing. Rick Tate, that's PickensCountyTownHall.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.